This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Wednesday. Honey, I wish you'd yawn one more time. What's wrong? Is it too warm in here?
Yeah.
Again, like we always say, you get still and you get sleepy.
I know.
What can we do about that?
Keep talking.
Gosh. Excuse me. Okay. As promised, the topic for today's podcast is don't settle for the chicken suit. We met through a popular website and have some funny stories to share about that experience. So today, if you need a good laugh, turn up the volume and find out why not to ever settle for the chicken suit. Wait for the monkey one.
That's funny.
Believe it or not, we have a scripture for that.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 2:14, and that says, but people who aren't spiritual can't receive these truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means.
Okay, well this is all about discernment, if you hadn't figured that out. And so to reiterate what we were talking about and have some fun with this, when we met through a popular online dating site, we don't need to give out who that was because we don't need to be plugging anybody.
Right.
It's not about advertisement. But it was one that's been around for a while, real popular. And for those of you that know what we're talking about, just bear with us. For those of you that don't, when you do online dating, you fill out your own profile. And you try to be, you're supposed to be truthful and put as many things about yourself that you want the other person to know.
Yeah.
You know, good, bad, ugly, so they can make their own decision from their own discernment and hopefully through prayer as to whether or not this is a match they need to pursue. Well, this particular match that I had, while you yawn one more time, my story is that boring you, honey?
No, honey, it's wonderful.
Well, it has a good ending.
It does.
So anyway, on this particular profile that I was reading, you know, everything was listed about this particular man. It's not Scott. You know, their height. You know, had they been married before? I mean, all the way down to the color of their eyes. Whatever. I mean, it's all there. Well, at the end of each profile in this particular site, the last statement that you read about somebody is something that, if it's you, that you want them to remember you about, something really profound. You know, you're thinking maybe this person is a candidate for the Nobel Peace Prize, or, you know, maybe he's in some awesome missionary work or whatever the case may be. So I was always looking forward to reading what those profiles said.
Yeah.
Aside from their, you know, their vitals, like height, weight, and all that. So I got to the end of the profile, this one particular match, and he said that there was one thing that most people don't know about him, and that is that some of the time he sleeps in a chicken suit. Now, after I read that, I thought,
I like this guy.
I'm going to scroll back up there to the top of the profile because, as I recall, this guy was 6'4", and I immediately thought, that's a big chicken suit, honey.
Oh, Lord, you think, why would someone put that on their website?
Well, you know,
if you're listening to us,
exactly.
I thought it was pretty funny.
It is funny, but at the same time, you want to go, okay, I'm going to use my discernment here. What does this tell me about this person? And some of them, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a life partner, for me personally, I was not impressed by that. I'm not really into sleeping next to a chicken suit. That
right.
I just couldn't see myself in a long-term relationship with that.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
So, you know, we have used that story countless times because it's so bizarre, let alone just with some of the other matches that I had. And it's just funny because there's another twist to this story. Do you want to tell it?
No, go ahead.
No, I mean, I think that they need to know.
Okay. Well, you know, today's topic is about discernment. And one thing about, you know, on these profiles, you know, it asks you certain questions also. And one of them it asks you, you know, to be quite frank, do you believe in having sex before marriage? You know? And I said no. You know, I checked no. You know, I don't. You know, I'm saving myself and my wife. And
you wanted to remain absent.
I wanted to remain abstinent. Well, I was closed out of a lot of people's profiles.
The women.
You know? A lot of women closed me out, which is fine, though. But it gave me an opportunity to use discernment. Because why even go into the relationship if they're not going to honor what you really, you know, I need to be doing, what God mm-hmm. tells me to do.
But the best part of this.
But the best part of the story is this. You know, Teresa told me about that chicken suit in our first Valentine's we had together. I think I was at Walgreens, and I saw this huge monkey, and it had a heart, you know, holding a heart, and I said, I'm going to get her that.
Now, we were already engaged at this point.
Yeah, we got engaged in December. So the Valentine's, you know, I came over and I walked into the house and gave her the big.
This is carrying this huge monkey. In fact, we still used it. It's on our front porch in a rocking chair.
I know it. And
right now,
I told her, I said, "Honey, I just wanted to let you know something that you know. I know that you had that website, you know, about the man sleeping in the chicken suit." I said, "But I just want you to know that I sleep in a monkey suit, you
Great.
Know, because I gave her this big monkey."
So why didn't you tell me that before I got the ring?
But it was funny, you know, but you know, it was. That's what we're talking about discernment. You know, these are funny stories, you know, that we think they're funny. Well, we hope you do. But, you know, gosh, sometimes you just got to really pray about it, you know what I mean? And just ask the Lord, you know, Lord, show me the discernment. You know, show me how to read between the lines here, you know? And the only book in our life that we don't have to read in between the lines is the Bible.
Right.
Because every line is breathed out from our Father.
Mm-hmm.
But in life, sometimes we have to read through the lines quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes our flesh and our own knowledge will deceive us.
Well, and if you're in some of these scenarios, some of us would be so anxious to find that life partner that we could overlook whether it's a monkey suit or a chicken suit or whatever the case may be.
This
person just got out of prison or whatever because we're wanting the dream so bad. When inside we're going, you know, this just doesn't, it's just something's not right, but not even paying attention to that. That's from God.
It is.
Because if you get in that whole mindset, well, what if this is the only one? Or what if this is the only opportunity? Or what if that's the only job there is? Or what if we don't find another house? Or we can't find another car when inside there's just not a rest there? God says to go by peace. And that's the umpire in my life. I call it safe or call it out. And sometimes I don't have to know. I just know.
Yeah.
And that's enough. Just that unrest in my gut. That's discernment.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and the way I really used discernment too when I was on that dating website was I was really, my desire was I was going to discern who I was going to talk to and who I was going to, you know, meet by one simple question and answer. If they said that their life was for Christ, that their desire was to be with Him first, then I'd meet them,
mm-hmm.
or I'd at least start communicating with them.
Right. How many matches did
you have? I had 864 matches in 3 months. And 860.
Now, what's my number?
865.
865.
And number 865 is the only one out of 864 that said the first desire in her life was to love Jesus.
This is amazes me.
Yeah.
Now, why are you tearing up?
Because now I'm married to you.
You're married to me?
I'm married to you. Okay. I was texting.
I know it.
But I'm married to you.
It's trying to make you laugh.
So,
aw.
Yeah, so anyway, that's
Well, you stayed true to yourself.
Well, that was part
You'd
of discernment.
You'd rather have been single the rest of your life than to be with the wrong one.
Yeah.
You knew you had no peace about.
And really, you know, for those of you who are not married or are desiring to be married, I found in myself the real trick for discernment is to realize that I'm married to Jesus first.
Mm-hmm.
He is my first love
mm-hmm.
and my last.
Right. And when you get to that place, it's awesome.
Yes. And so
we both had reached that place.
Yeah.
And knew that either way it was okay. Because he was first, and he was all we needed.
It allows you to wait.
Mm-hmm.
It allows you to have discernment.
Mm-hmm.
It allows you to read through the lines,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it's really cool. Yeah.
Well, this has been fun to reminisce. Every
it
year
has.
That goes by, we tell these stories, and they, you know, we got to keep them fresh because they're so fun for us.
I know.
And we hope that you guys have enjoyed listening to them as much as we've enjoyed telling them.
Well, you know what? If you want to have that discernment,
mm-hmm.
then the first thing you need to do is give your love and your heart to Jesus. Give all of your heart to Him, you know? I mean, we may have thought that we gave our lives to Him, and you're realizing right now, gosh, I never really did. Or maybe you just never have. Well, today's the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you would, please pray this prayer with us. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Jesus, I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven. And I'm asking you right now, Lord, please forgive me my sins. Lord, thank you for the discernment you've given me to know how much you love me.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name, amen.
All right.
Yeah.
This was fun.
Was fun.
Very fun. I hope people enjoyed this.
Yeah.
You can be serious all the time. That's right. We are.
That's right.
So, for all the singles out there, here's a word of wisdom. Don't settle for the chicken suit.
Yeah.
Wait for the monkey one.
That's right.
And so until we get to talk to you again tomorrow, while you're doing that,
that's right.
Keep living it up.
While beginning again.